Well, let's stay with finance and more on the overnight news, and it was significant with Elise Morgan. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. It certainly was significant. Global stocks have surged after European leaders agreed to expand the bailout fund and stem the region's debt crisis. Wall Street's extended the biggest monthly rally in US equity since 1987, and risky currencies, particularly the Australian dollar, have bounced. Shortly before the close of trade, the Dow Jones is 3.2% higher at 12,252. The S&P 500 has added 4.7% to 1,287, and the Nasdaq has gained 3.5%. All three indexes are now back at the same level as they were before the crash in August this year. Also buoying US investors, as we just heard, were official figures that show America's economy grew in the third quarter at the fastest pace in a year. Commerce Department figures show GDP rose at an annual rate of 2.5%. Praise is being heaped upon European leaders for their debt deal, which includes governments providing banks with more support as they wipe off 50% of what Greece owes them and boosting the bailout fund. London's FTSE 100 jumped almost 3%, Germany's DAX soared over 5%, and France's CAC rocketed up 6%. US President Barack Obama says the deal is a critical foundation for a solution to the Eurozone crisis. China has also welcomed the agreement, while the World Bank has cautioned that more fundamental decisions lie ahead. The Australian currency has leapt 3 cents overnight, or 4 cents overnight, as traders return to risky currencies, reassured after the debt deal out of Europe. It's now worth 107.3 US cents. On the cross rates, it's fetching 81 Japanese yen, 67 British pence, and 76 euro cents. The price of gold is higher at $1,744 an ounce. And Fran, the local share market is expected to make strong gains at the beginning of trade, but not as much as its offshore counterparts. Right now, the ASX Spy 200 is up 1.6% to 4,263.